Whether it's TV, film, radio or theatre, auditioning for a role can be nerve-wracking, soul-crushing and confusing. So to help unravel some of that mystery and self-doubt that can occur when auditioning, this video offers 5 practical and easy to implement tips to improve your chances of getting the part. I've also added a bonus tip at the end that I learned after making the very same mistake myself. So stick around to the end, give us a thumbs up, subscribe, and on with the video. Tip 1. Make sure you read and understand the casting instructions. Seriously, pay attention. I cannot begin to state how important it is that you fully understand the casting breakdown before putting yourself forward and applying for a role, let alone actually getting the audition and turning up unprepared or sending something in wrong. The world does not need any more actors. Fact, there are not only enough of us out there, but too many. And this has created more middle people with tighter restrictions on who gets through and how. Producers, directors, casting directors, their assistants, agents and their assistants, and platforms like Backstage, where you can get casting breakdowns no matter what level or position you are in the acting world. And so these filter out people who are not precisely the casting type that is wanted and sought after for each role. I'd like to give a quick shout out to Backstage, actually, because they contacted me recently about doing some sponsored videos, and it looks like we may do that in the future. But as an actor myself, it's a really useful place to go if you're looking for work. There are tons of sites out there, but these are considered like the industry, like the best in the industry. So hi to you, Backstage, and anyone else that's looking to get work at the moment who's not getting it, especially those people who come through this channel and who have asked me about how they get work. That's the place to go, because that's where people are putting the jobs, okay? And it's really easy to use, so check it out. And so if you are one of the lucky few to get through the door or be asked to send a self-tape for an audition or a voice sample, you are already privileged and clearly able enough to play the part. The casting director knows you are competent because they got you in, and at this point they're looking for reasons not to take you. And being unprepared, not being clear on the casting brief, not learning lines, turning up late, wearing red when they requested green, doing a goblin voice when they wanted a businessman, are all reasons to take someone else. So, read all instructions meticulously. So when you go for an audition, send in a self-tape or voice reel, you are prepared, armed with answers, and understand what is expected of you as a professional and not just as a performer. Tip 2, don't spend all your energy on filming and editing. Now, this is most relevant to self-taping, but that's so popular these days, it's really worth talking about. You are not being hired as a cinematographer or DOP, so don't worry about high-end 8K footage shot in multiple angles in a lossless RAW format. Pointless. The one technical specification I can recommend is to make sure your face is well lit. This means having a decent light source that isn't too bright, like direct sunshine, or too dim, like candlelight, and that will be just enough so they can see the whites of your eyes. Just let us see your face clearly. Once you manage this, spend the rest of your time considering your acting and improving performance. I mean, I've sent in multiple casting tapes over the years and found that people are less interested in my editing skills than they are in, well, you know, wait for it, my acting skills. So it goes to, you know, they're not looking for people who can record themselves well. They just want to see what you can do. So you can put your time into that, doing that well. Previously, when I filmed on an iPhone in simple settings with my eyes in focus and face lit, I've got the gig. And other times when I've filmed on my camera with great sound and lovely lighting and edited it together really nice, made it aesthetic and lush, I haven't got the part. So again, that's not what they're looking for. I mean, I auditioned for the part of Christopher Reeve in the Autopsy series, which I got, by the way, and I was away on holiday at the time. And so when the casting brief came through, I asked my wife to film me on her phone. And we used natural light, which we diffused like by bouncing it off the wall. And I got the part because my face was visible and they could see what was going on behind my eyes and what I was doing. And that's what's important for camera, right? So that's all I needed. Well, that and decent acting, I suppose. Not calling myself a great actor, just making a point. Tip 3, don't overlearn your lines. And this is more for if you are auditioning in person, but do try not to overlearn your lines. You will sometimes be asked to read on book, or rather with the script in your hand for very good reason. Even if you are asked not to learn lines, you should at least be comfortable enough to not need to constantly stare at your script. Overlearning your lines is when you become stuck in your delivery and unchangeable in your performance. And this is something else that I've done in the past. I've made the mistake of being too prepared. Directors and casting agents love it when actors give them ideas and take risks. But if you cannot take directions and change those ideas, you will appear like someone who is challenging to work with. You must be willing to adapt and change what you practiced and rehearsed. So learn lines well, but not so well that you can't speak them any other way. In my experience, most directors are less concerned with whether or not you have memorized your lines perfectly for an audition, but more concerned with how easily you can change direction and try out new approaches to the text. So better you understand the piece's context so you can adapt, and less of a regimental, robotic, and well-read, safe approach. Which brings me on to tip 4. They already think you can, so be original and offer something unique. Now, following on from tip 2 and adding on to the last tip, whatever you bring to the table, go large first. Don't play safe. Your first impression happens the moment you walk through the door. So, walk in with energy. Bring ideas, thoughts, questions, and your bravest performance right in with you. So important. And again, this is for when you're actually in a room. But it also goes for self-taping too, because you don't want to be average and boring there. And I don't mean you should walk in speaking your lines at full volume, but enter the room switched on, and when it's your time to perform, never play safe. Because look, if your first time going through the scenes you've learned is predictable and safe, you might not get a second chance. But if you let rip and go for it, and you are more likely to get directed and tamed down. It will be more entertaining and unique for their experience. Play outside the box. Let everyone else be predictable, safe and boring. You need to give the director and casting director new options. And even if it falls flat on its face, they will appreciate your effort and remember you in future. Tip 5, listen to feedback. Adrenaline can be a very useful thing to have at auditions because it helps you keep focused, alive and vibrant sometimes. However, it can also sometimes be sickening and distract you from the moment. No matter how well you think it's going, no matter how much applause or little the director has given you, and no matter how well you know deep down you did, when it's your time to listen, you best ground yourself and pay attention. Because this is the point where people make most mistakes in auditions. They think they got it right, so they find it hard to change. And we talked about this before, but in my humble experience, when I've messed up an audition or when I've seen others do the same, it has been when they haven't taken the direction well. And being stuck in your head and feeding off adrenaline, it can cloud the mind. So you need to develop tools to focus and ground yourself to remain present enough to listen to your instructions. Presence is a great thing to strive for anyway, right, in life. But not listening to a director is the fastest way to getting a no reply from your audition. And this mirrors what I was getting at in tip 1, and it's all about paying attention. So calm yourself and breathe. It's a great exercise in this video here that can help you stay present and focus your breathing to keep your mind clear. Pay attention and listen hard, then put the notes you receive into play, and you will fare much better than if you are absent-minded, which adrenaline can cause. It's not a real situation, right? It's difficult. So just find a way to keep your breath and mind calm. Bonus tip, I told you there's going to be one. I should have just said there were 6 tips, but 5 sounds better on the algorithm. So don't harass your agent or the casting director. If they want you, they'll call. Casting directors are busy people, and they deal with hundreds of actors, agents, and producers every week. And this means that they need to be constantly emailing, texting, Zooming, travelling and phoning people day in, day out. You can only imagine then how irritating it must be to receive unwanted extra emails from actors asking how it went or when will I know? For all you know, you may have been in the running, but because you are badgering them for a response, you put them off and they have chosen someone else. So be careful with that. Never put pressure on a casting director, or an agent for that matter, except that they don't owe you an explanation or even a response. And most generally contact when the time is right, but you should forgive them because they have, you know, they have lots on their plate and they are still on your side if you had an audition in the first place. It's the same with your agent. They're working for you and have your interests at heart. So picking on them and badgering them will only give them reason not to want to work with you in the future. And that's not good, right? Because you want to work in the future, don't you? Yes, you do. Brilliant. So be patient and practice your craft. It's the most important thing. The better you get, the more often and quicker people will contact you for work, and more often you will get the job. Which again is the point, right? So I hope these tips are helpful. Do let me know in the comments if you've got any more you'd like to add. I can add them to in a future video. There's going to be a whole series of these acting videos coming up on the channel soon. So go on, give us a thumbs up. Share the video if you think someone will get something from it. Comment and say hi or put your ideas down. If you haven't already, subscribe. I've got to say that because it's my channel, right? My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.